An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
Today, join us as we take a trip out west to a special place, the Village of Mundelein. Hang out with us, and we'll show you why Mundelein is the perfect place to call home. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
Joining us now is Laura Herrera, the owner and operator of the McDonald's in Mundelein. Mundelein, of course, is your hometown today. Laura, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. So McDonald's is sort of a family business for you all, is that right?
It definitely is, yes.
It goes back, your parents actually first operated a McDonald's. Is it the one that you run now or a different one?
It was a different one. Started when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and they both had different careers at the time. And they decided to get into McDonald's, which was a bold move for both of them. And they got me working in there by the time I was 15 years old.
You probably had no choice then. You probably put a lot of hours in the family business, huh?
Definitely a lot of hours, yes. A lot of hours, and I worked through all the positions from crew person, order taker, cleaning bathrooms, cleaning the dining room, shift manager, store manager, until eventually I was approved as an owner-operator along with my sister.
So then you are running a franchise, and what do you discover when you're not just working for one, you're running one? What are the challenges? What's different about that?
Every day, so it's kind of like what we love, but then also what can get to you. But every day at McDonald's is a completely different day. Love the business, love doing it. This is why I've stuck with it for so many years, is that every day is different. Every day is a challenge. I love the people, but you just never know what's going to get thrown at you some days. So you have to be willing to and able to pivot and roll with the bunches.
How many restaurants do you manage or own?
Together, the three of us have 31 in our organization.
Where do you put your time? Where do you spend your resources?
We are, I would have to say, my sister, my husband, and I work extremely well together. And we all have different strengths. So we know where to go. If there's a problem that arises, we pretty much know who's going to handle it. As far as planning and what we're doing, we are each good at different things. So it all just works out, and we're able to manage the entire organization.
That one at the airport probably does well, right? Every time I walk by a McDonald's at an airport, it seems to me like there's people ready to buy some food or coffee.
Definitely does well. Definitely love working there. I grew up working there at the airport. That's where I've spent most of my years, and it's like home, going to those airport McDonald's.
And then this is also National Women's Month. How is that as a woman managing a business with McDonald's?
First, I would say, you know, everyone brings something different to the table. McDonald's is great because we are able to support women in so many ways. So women, not always, but often, we have to bear the brunt of a majority of the caregiving, and that can impact educational and career opportunities. So some women may choose to leave work to take care of their children, and maybe they're trying to figure out how to re-enter the workforce. And I feel like we give them a path to do that with the opportunity to advance both within our restaurant organizations and McDonald's Corporation. There are times when women may not have been able to complete their education. So because they needed to take care of children or other family members, through Archways the Opportunity, we provide tuition assistance to help them pay for school and programs to help them receive their high school diploma and achieve their educational goals. A lot of mothers working with us of young children, they come with us because the hours are flexible enough for them to then go home after school hours and still be with their children.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that program where they help with tuition or education? How does that work?
It's called Archways to Opportunity, and anyone who has been employed for 90 days or more has the opportunity to get tuition assistance for college. It's not like a reimbursement. It's actually helping you pay for your tuition as you go if you apply. And then there's also the high school diploma program. So that one is free, and it's like an online high school, and they assign someone to help you along the way within the program to help you get that diploma. We've had a couple people, women actually, get that in our organization.
What do you wish that you knew 20 years ago that you know now?
Oh, man. 20 years ago, I was working just an insane amount of hours. So I feel like if I knew just to take like 5 minutes as a breather, I feel like maybe that could have just helped me out tremendously and probably perform even better than what I thought I was doing when I was just go, 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 go all the time. So if I had just taken like little breaks, I think that would have been a lot more beneficial than just pushing through.
What's the best way to get a job at McDonald's?
You can go to the restaurants. There's also a website called mchire.com, and that has information to apply for a restaurant level job or even corporate career.
Is it easy to rise up through the ranks at McDonald's? Are there promotions and extra income or benefits available?
Definitely. A lot of career opportunities for growth and a lot of benefits as well. As I said before, we have the college tuition assistance, free uniforms, free employee meals, retirement plans, the flexible schedules, paid time off are just a few of the benefits that we have, but definitely room to grow within McDonald's.
One last thing we haven't even talked about, the food. What's selling these days?
We are just going to be starting spicy nuggets this week, which is one of my favorite menu items. So they'll be in the restaurants for a limited time, but spicy nuggets are one of my favorites. And I believe last time we had them, we sold out pretty quickly. So this week is their debut for this year.
Would you say that the Shamrock Shake or the Pumpkin Spice Latte or are great magnets too? What's like the single best thing to get people in the store that you guys ever have?
I feel like the Shamrock Shake is a pretty big hit. And then I would say the McRib.
That kind of went away for a long time, and now it's back. Is that going to stay? Is that a staple on the McDonald's menu?
I'm not sure. I think that's to be determined still.
Laura, it's nice to visit with you. Congratulations on the successful run, and we'll see you at one of your restaurants.
Thank you.
Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNradio.com/yourhometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities.